Hello and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on gogotraining.com. My name is Helen Morris, and in this show we're going to discuss request management, standard changes and self-help systems. To learn more about me and my background, be sure to check out my GoGo Training profile. If you have any questions you would like to ask me, please use the question and comments box below. All right, let's get started. Service management principles identify that we should strive as much as possible to improve service quality and reduce cost. One of the easiest ways of doing this is to look at the way that we integrate with our user base and see if we can provide an easy and efficient and quick way of them receiving fixes and things that they need on a regular basis. So introducing a quick win for the service management is working with the business to develop a self-help facility to allow users to register for their own requirements online. It used to be that this was quite a difficult sell into organisations, but as people have become more and more used to using internet services at home and in their personal lives, then they're much more acclimatised to using them in their work life as well. So being able to order something online, just like you do when you're shopping, is something that people are familiar with. So thinking about that, we need to consider what sorts of things we might be able to put onto an online shopping system for our user base. Let's consider for a moment the standard change. If you remember, a standard change is a change that captures the activity we do when we have a repeatable, measurable activity of low risk and low impact, which the business clearly understands and that we're unlikely to say no to, but still involves a change in our overall environment. There are many different types of change that you might accept at this point, and by this I mean there are different things that you can put under the standard change model. It could be something as small as setting up a user profile so that an organisation can say, OK, we've got a new user starting, please set up this person and give them access to the relevant systems and services that they need. That's quite a simple and short activity for the IT department to carry out. So that would be classed as a standard change. But in other examples, you may do something more substantial. A long while ago, I was working with a car manufacturer who dealt with garages who sold their cars through franchise. And when a new garage or a new dealership came online, they had this declared as a standard change. They understood the risks, they understood the business impact, and it was effectively pre-authorised. The money could be spent. And this had a number of activities associated to it, but we still made sure that it was a standard change that was recorded. So all of the activities pre-authorised, pre-agreed, and clearly understood. So standard changes, being able to order these online without actually having to contact our IT department, will be extremely beneficial. If we get really clever with it, our self-help systems can even be automated in response to a request for a standard change. Let's think about some of the things that we might be able to automate delivery for. So perhaps we're thinking about things like delivering new software. If you have a standard build of software in your organisation and perhaps some extra elements of the build which are not normally released, perhaps say you give people access to Microsoft Visio as a process flow tool, but it's not normally installed on everybody's laptops. A user could go onto the self-help system, could identify the extra piece of software that they need, Visio for example, and then download it. And this can be done through an automated release mechanism so that the user gets the correct client software delivered direct to their desktop, and we can then use the automation tool to update the fact that this desktop now has this particular software package in our configuration management systems. When we do this, we can automate and smoothly make sure that our users have an excellent experience of working with IT, because what they're doing is getting something on demand, when they need it. Service management is all about responding to the demands of our organisation and meeting the service requirements that they have. So being able to deliver an on-demand service, such as through a self-help portal, is extremely useful. Consider the impact to the service desk if you can manage to reduce the volume of incidents that you are receiving at the service desk very easily. Think about the types of incident that you receive. Are some of them actually not incidents at all, but simply requests for information? In most organisations, in my experience, the highest volume of calls is usually related to requests and password resets, rather than actual failures in the infrastructure which are a service affecting. So do some analysis of the incidents that you receive. Are they things that could be easily managed through a self-help portal? And in that way, we can start to look at how we can improve the speed to resolution for these requests. Think about automation and think about how you can use that as part of your IT environment. Wherever possible, if you're automating a response to a user, you should also automate the response into your IT service management tool so that the information gets updated as part of our service knowledge management systems. People these days are very used to websites in their own personal environment when they go onto the internet, which allow them to reset their password online. Think of the volume of calls that you receive every day to get people to reset their passwords. Is there a way that you could use automation in your intranet to allow people to reset passwords automatically without interrupting the service desk or providing a high volume of calls? In my experience, Monday morning, in the start of your service day, perhaps between 9 and 10, you get the highest volume of password resets that you're going to get for the whole of the week. So if you could automate that and actually move that away and make people do it online instead, what effect would that have on your service desk? It would free them up to deal with the things that are actually service affecting first thing on a Monday morning at the beginning of your week. And that's a much more effective use of the resource that you have available to you. And resource, in ITIL terms, don't forget, is all about not just people. It's about money, configuration items, hardware, software, and anything that makes up our services. So think about the use you have of all of your resources. You save the service desk time, and what other impacts do you have? Well, in saving the service desk time, that means that they can more easily fix other outages, which means that we then reduce the overall service outage, which of course is a benefit to the business. So we gain cost effectiveness at that point, and we can understand how using a self-help system can be extremely useful for us. We've talked about that standard change approach, and understanding exactly what a standard change will deliver and how we work well with a standard change and any automation should be part of our self-help systems. You probably don't want to encourage people to log incidents that are critical on your self-help system, because that way they're not actually going to get the response they need in a fast enough time. So setting expectation of how your self-help system will be used in your organisation is important. It's important to understand that you don't want to put something critical there that requires an immediate response. But most people apply common sense at this point, and if they've got something that needs an immediate response, they'd much rather talk to the service desk and get an instant contact. The self-help system should be used for things that take time, and that can be recorded, and the delivery mechanism can be arranged at a time to suit the user. So making sure that we use these tools appropriately to meet our service level agreements and optimise and create efficiencies in the way that we deliver our services is one of the things that we look at when we look at request management, standard changes and the use of the self-help system. I hope you enjoyed today's presentation. If you have any questions or comments, please use the question and comment box below. If you are interested in viewing any of my other shows, just search the GoGo Radio Archive for Helen Morris. If there is a show you would like me to do, you can let me know by using the question and comment box. Thanks for your time today, and remember to tune in to the GoGo Radio, found exclusively on gogotraining.com.